Yeah. I don't know. I'm not really sure about that one as far as when it comes to cell service like that. I'd be careful with it because you're liable to spend more than what the whole thing is even worth. And maybe not. I don't know. It just depends on how they can reciprocate back to the company as far as an attorney against the company. Those are pretty big companies usually.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, even Verizon has admitted that they're in the wrong. And they keep trying to give me a credit instead of giving me my money back. And I keep telling them that's not going to work for me. They took my money. They need to give it back because that's theft and it's illegal.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure how it works. You got to, you know, sometimes you got to look at their bylaws and you got to read into their small print. I do know that. I'm not saying you don't have a chance. I'm just saying, usually they've got some pretty big attorneys that got all that kind of stuff covered. So I'm not sure. I think you can win it. I remember you telling me about it. So I think you'll be fine. Give them enough hassle, it'll probably work out for you.
Yeah, and that's what I'm doing. Keep calling them and leaving statements and leaving more statements and then wait to hear back from them and hear their proposal and then tell them, no, that's not going to work. They tried to just give me, like, another $200 credit on my bill instead of giving me all of my money back, even as a credit.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning it. I mean, I don't know the whole detail. I know pretty much of it, but yeah, hopefully, yeah. See what works out, I guess.
Pretty much all I can do.
Yep. So, Uncle Daryl is looking at... He wants to head out as early as possible. And I turned around and came up with a time frame of 5 in the morning. And if that puts us up there in Ukiah at 5 in the afternoon to meet John, that will turn around and give us plenty of time to get the travel trailer and all the equipment, everything, his 4Runner and his vehicle and everything pulled up into the campsite that John's got set up. Your thoughts?
That sounds fine to me, but why would it take 12 hours to get there?
Depending on the direction we go, we've got 7.5 hours one way. If we go through, I think it's 395, and if we take the best route, which John says is going through Penn, we got towns to go through, which takes a little bit longer, so it's probably not going to take us that long. I'm looking at, I want to take the shortest route, especially pulling the trailer, and, that's what we're looking at now. We're planning the route now. Because there's two ways to literally go.
Yeah, I'm looking at it on the map, or Google Maps, and going up through Bend and then cutting east and then going north again to finish off the route is 6 hours and 18 minutes.
Yeah, one of the things I don't know is where the camp is within the unit. I'm not really sure where that's at. I'm going to get a hold of John this weekend everything's got to be finalized this weekend. And just on another note, I got the repeater system ordered, but it's not going to be here nowhere near in time. And I don't know enough about it right now to even... I've got the coax, I've got the connectors, the repeaters, the mic, transmitter, receiver. Everything's on its way. I just don't know enough about it, but I've got help, I hope. He's been really helpful so far, but I do have help. And we'll have it for next year, definitely.
Sweet. That'll be awesome to be able to use next year.